Homeward Bound, September 13. The Father. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 4. The husband and father is the head of the household. The wife looks to him for love and sympathy, and for aid in the training of the children. And this is right. The children are his as well as hers, and he is equally interested in their welfare. The children look to their father for support and guidance. He needs to have a right conception of life and of the influences and associations that should surround his family. Above all, he should be controlled by the love and fear of God and by the teaching of his word, that he may guide the feet of his children in the right way. The father is the lawmaker of the household. And, like Abraham, he should make the law of God the rule of his home. God said of Abraham, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household." There would be no sinful neglect to restrain evil, no weak, unwise, indulgent favoritism, no yielding of his conviction of duty to the claims of mistaken affection. Abraham would not only give right instruction, but he would maintain the authority of just and righteous laws. God has given rules for our guidance. Children should not be left to wander away from the safe path marked out in God's word into ways leading to danger which are open on every side. Kindly but firmly, with persevering, prayerful effort, their wrong desires should be restrained, their inclinations denied. The father should enforce in his family the sterner virtues, energy, integrity, honesty, patience, courage, diligence, and practical usefulness. And what he requires of his children, he himself should practice, illustrating these virtues in his own manly bearing. But fathers, do not discourage your children. Combine affection with authority, kindness and sympathy with firm restraint. Give some of your leisure hours to your children. Become acquainted with them. Associate with them in their work and in their sports and win their confidence. Cultivate friendship with them, especially with your sons. In this way, you will be a strong influence for good. In a sense, the father is the priest of the household, laying upon the family altar the morning and evening sacrifice. But the wife and children should unite in prayer and join in the song of praise. The Ministry of Healing, pages 390 to 392.